Om Shanti. My name is Judy Rogers. I am a Brahma Kumari who lives in New York, and I'm here today with Sister Mohini, who is the coordinator of the Brahma Kumari's activities in the Western Hemisphere, North and South America, and the Caribbean. And we're talking today about an aspect of consciousness, which is the relationship between the self and matter. And Sister Mohini, these are unusual times. I mean, we have hurricanes in New York City and drought in the Midwest of the U.S. and in India. So everyone's wondering what's going on with matter, with the world of matter. So I wondered if you could talk a little bit about the relationship between the soul or the unlimited or energy and matter.
I think that one should really look at how first relationship is between soul and body, because your immediate relationship is really with the body. And we all know, or maybe some are not, some might not have thought about it, that this body is part of elements, is from the matter, right? So my relationship as a soul with body, and that is what I see. So that means I'm using my eyes, I'm using my hands to do actions, or I'm walking. So first I have to really just, one is my consciousness, then this consciousness of love and peace has to change into actions. It's not only, you know, there is a saying, as you sow, so you reap. But how do you sow? How do you do it? How are you doing it? Is soul or consciousness is using the body? So when there is anger, or there is arrogance, or there are desires, and so through our sense organs we keep doing it, right? So first what is affected is your own body. Like you're suddenly angry or you are sad. So when you are angry, so you might say it's coming from consciousness or something from past or from hurt, but because you are through your eyes, the way you see, the way you speak, you know, so you are very violent at this time to your own body first. And then what you're spreading actually outside in the world are not only those vibrations, but ugliness. You know, if somebody looks at you when you're angry, you completely have different face, and sometimes it's so much like stern eye, or then people don't forget it easily, you know, it leaves a impact on the minds also. So I think if that relationship is understood, that means the body is from five elements. You know, like I breathe, but then from where? Air is outside and I breathe. And then again, when I exhale, then it's going out. So there is deep connection, you know, of heat or whether earth or... So everything is going in and out from the body. So that means I am part of this whole unlimited universe in a way. So what kind of energy I create in the world? So if somebody is peaceful and, you know, seeing others with that peaceful quality, going to the places which are right places, doing the actions of generosity, so all that is really also going into the matter. So I feel that at this time, whatever is happening, we might just say that it's, you know, not right way of living and all that. But I think basically the energy which we are producing is lot of anger there, lot of sorrow there. And so because of the negative energy which we are producing in the elements, so elements rebel too in some form or other. So when people say, you know, we have hurricane or this happened. Recently I heard they say, oh, this woman, as soon as she comes, she only comes as a hurricane and disappears. So that means like you have nature of criticizing or favoring people, creating conflict. You're not aware because you're thinking you're doing something good, but then others see it as a hurricane, no? So when they compare that personality as hurricane, or sometimes some people say, in anger you become so red, it was like fire, you know, it was like fire of anger. You know, so what is happening is that individually, then we all collectively. So the response of the elements are also in a collective way. Who is going to suffer? Who is going to lose? Who is going to go through all the losses? It just happens because we all are part of it. So I think the best thing really is to start with one's own self by just saying that I am determined that I will stay in my true consciousness. I will use my innate qualities. Use in the sense of actions. Thoughts, words and actions. All three are important. So thoughts we all are aware, but even words which are said, it's like something going out, you know.
And let then me they check my listening here. So are you saying that the collective thoughts of those in the world are creating the disturbances that we're experiencing in nature? Is that what you're saying?
No, so that means whatever, yeah, one is that, but other is also when we are deciding about things, basically. If there is greed, right? So when there is greed, then what you start doing is a very nice saying in one of the scriptures, that one is you cut the wood because you need for fire. You know, other is there is a greed, you know, it's like you consume more and it's becoming like consumer society more and more. So somewhere you are destroying that balance in the matter. You know, same is with the air, like, you know, we know that we can try to keep, have more clean air, right? But what kind of things are being used and the way, you know, we are using, so the air getting polluted. So, but then it's going to affect us because it's maybe 20 people, 30 people in a certain business which we know is not right business maybe. So I think that our needs are also keep increasing, and when needs increase then we have to destroy nature more and more. Nothing really when you are industrialized, like agriculture country is different, but there is no balance. Then when you are industrialized, there are so many cars, buses. Like every home, if they start having 3-4 cars, then how much not only we are using from the nature, because whatever, electricity, gas, everything is coming from the sources, the elements, isn't it? So we keep using it more, but then what we are giving back to nature is pollution.
So you're talking
about... So somewhere the greed also could be part of that. So how can one just see that whatever is produced and manufactured, but also how much we use it and how we use it is also very important.
So you're talking about a relationship between anger and the elements, or greed and the elements. So does it follow that if we want to make a transformation, that we need from ugly to beautiful, because you talked about how those anger makes things ugly, are we talking about changing the atmosphere in a small way? Changing the atmosphere in our minds or our homes? Is that where it starts? I mean, how does it begin?
No, so even if you feel that it's at home and within you, but you don't know where it is reaching, you know, that energy. It's just like virus or something. You don't know. So recently I was hearing that there was some birds bring flu from Asia because they flew across. You know, so I feel that feelings, emotions are like that. You don't know who in what time is going to be hit by that. So recently I heard, it's a very short story, but I want to share, that they say that this woman, every morning, like when husband will say goodbye, that I have to go. And she always had different expectations that he will come early. He said, but I am very busy, he is the boss. So that morning they had argument and he went. And when he went, he saw, and when he reached office, he saw so many files. And like he was, again, he was upset because he started that way. So then, you know, he threw all files, it's so much work, this. And anyway, he couldn't concentrate. So he came back home early. So when he came back, then his wife thought, this very good, now we can go out. But he was not in good mood, so immediately he told her, we're not doing it, all that. So then she was again upset. Then she went and started saying things to her son. You know, you are like this, why are you doing it? And then son was very upset. Then this son went and there was a dog in the house. His son started kicking the dog, and dog got very angry. So he went and he bit a woman, and that woman was same housewife, in the sense of that she started with argument in the morning, and she was bitten in the end. So within the family even, I mean, we talk about the world, but I'm just saying within the family, if you start your day like this, you are argumentative, then somewhere somebody is always hit, or all members are hit in a way. So I think this is how it grows, goes into unlimited. So whatever we speak, whatever our attitude is, it's very, very invisible, but to start changing the energy. So actually the world should at this time, you know, elements are really givers, no? If there was no air, was no sky, there was no water, we cannot survive. So elements are really sustaining the life, no? Sustaining the body. It's not just consciousness and the soul. Soul needs love and peace, but body needs water and air. So they are sustaining us, but what we're doing, that pure energy of elements, we are making it impure. And when there is impure energy, then some way or other it's going to, you know, change into violence and sorrow and misery. And so I think it's a little ripple, but it could reach very far. And that is why it is necessary to start with your own self, then in the family, and then create more and more, you know, this kind of energy. Pure energy is important, even for elements. Once their negativity is there, then it will somewhere react, you know, and that's what's happening more and more now.
It seems there is a real yearning in the world for this change. People want this change in consciousness and in the relationship with matter. Do you see an example of the way this change is happening?
I think people want change outside, but very few really want to change from inside. And nobody, you know, some definitely take to some self-transformation and commit or determination, but mostly very few people try to see. You say others should change and situation should change. If this happens this way, then I will. You know, but those who start with the self, I think they definitely feel that what they're doing is a very beautiful task, because when they're creating pure energy, and that is what is needed. Change of consciousness and change of relationship with the matter through that consciousness. And I think that I feel and I hope that more and more people can be inspired for this kind of self-change, self-transformation, and it will begin from consciousness. So desire is there, but requires clear understanding and then the change with determination. Some of the practices one has to take.
So we have like a minute or so left. Why don't you just guide us in what would it begin to look like if I decided to change my consciousness in a meditative way?
First of all, it's necessary to become aware of my own relationship with body. That body is a costume or it's a vehicle. And actually we can give even a sacred example of, we say it is a worshipping place or a temple for the soul. You look at just a body or costume. So, but then if you also look at something very sacred, so that means when you are using your sense organs, you are very much aware of using these sense organs with love, with peace. And so I think put your consciousness first into your sense organs. Bring that change so that your every action is creating a pure energy in the world outside. Because as much there is purity, there will be peace, there will be happiness, and also prosperity. So really it's the energy, pure energy, which is need to be created. And nature and elements will always supply us, always provide us, and will take care of us.
Beautiful. Thank you. Om Shanti.